Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I've come to a brand new place today, brand new people on the Food and Drink Show. It's Class 1 Direct and they're based in Skipton and they do all kinds of things for a variety of different restaurants, bars, pubs, and they supply produce. I'm here with Ben Clooney, the director. Hello, Ben.
Hello. So we're wholesale suppliers of fresh produce, dairy and dry goods to chefs and kitchens across the north of England.
I presume that if I was a chef of a kitchen, I could just go to the supermarket, I could pick up what I need, most of it, from there. Why would I use somebody like you rather than just pop it into any old shop?
Well, we like to think we're experts at what we do. We source lots of local produce. We work with a host of different suppliers. We get lots of different products. We supply 6 days a week, direct to the kitchen, so it's delivered directly to your door. There's always someone on hand to deal with any requests or special requirements or any new products that you're sourcing. And we try to make sure that the quality of what we're supplying is the absolute best we can. We've got lots of staff who are all working at different times of the day. We're running a 24-hour operation. So there's lots of people and they've all got the different roles and they all ensure that the process from the chef putting the order in on the answer phone to him receiving that delivery when he gets it is all correct and all lovely and fresh.
Shall we go and meet some of the team that make it all happen?
Yes, they're all waiting to speak to you.
So I've found the sales office and lurking inside is Claire, the sales manager. Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit about your role with Class 1. What do you do here?
Yeah, I'm the sales manager here. So I look after our existing customers by actively managing and developing their accounts. And they also go out seeking new business.
And what sort of a relationship do you have with... Because you must have some customers who you've had for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
Is it important to get on well
Definitely.
With them?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I like to build a solid working relationship with my customers. This gains trust and then they can rely on me for information of new exciting products that have just become available. They trust me to source the best possible products for them at the most competitive price as well. And we like to offer something a bit different. If there's something grown out there in Yorkshire that's a bit more quirky, we'll get on the phone and sell that to them because some other suppliers might not have that available to them as yet.
Now, I've come out to the warehouse and I have found Martin, who's the general manager. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Beth. I'm responsible for making sure things run smoothly in the warehouse, making sure the drivers are in, the orders are correct and they're going on the van to the correct customers. I look at buying different produce, sourcing new things, finding new suppliers.
I presume that finding suppliers is pretty important because you're very proud here of the standard of produce that you have, and you have some incredibly weird and wonderful things as well. Is it important when you find those new suppliers to make sure that they really are up to the grade?
Absolutely, yeah. We like to go and do site visits. We like to see the standard of the cleanliness, the facilities that the suppliers have. We like to make sure their operations are running smoothly so that we know when we're placing our orders, everything's done right their end and the stuff that we're receiving is absolutely top quality.
So it's a really successful chain of trust, really.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
know you're going to get the best so you can give out the best.
Absolutely. Chefs want to get in and get cracked on with the stuff. I know, having been a chef myself, so it's really important that we're there with their delivery on time and everything that they're receiving is absolutely spot on.
You mentioned there that you were a chef yourself. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did a bit at the Devonshire Arms at Bolton Abbey with Michael Wignall. I did that for 4 years, probably the hardest 4 years of my life. I did a lot up in the Lake District, mainly at Lakeside Hotel. In my younger days, I travelled to America and I did 12 months in America at a place called Big Cedar Lodge. And in 2004, took part in Northwest Young Chef of the Year, got through to the finals and proceeded to win.
Right, so you're not just a chef then, you're actually a pretty accomplished chef. And do you think that helps you to be able to relate to the customers of Class 1? You know how important it is to get the right
Absolutely.
Things at the right time.
Yeah, and what the chef's looking for, grading of produce. If a chef wants small mushrooms, it's good to go down, check the quality of them, make sure they're graded, and that's what the chef wants, so that when he receives it, it's absolutely spot on from you.
Now, I've come further down into the warehouse. I'm just outside a giant fridge. And I'm here with Jolty, who works in the warehouse. Hello.
Hi. My job is to make the warehouse running. In the morning, the drivers are sending out the prepared orders. We receive the daytime incoming orders, and we have to put that back in stock, rotate the previous stock into the front, and make a stock list about everything, check the quality. If anything is wrong, we put them to quarantine, and if any problem occur, we have to solve it. Any emergency, very important orders, we have to prepare it after making the place nice and clean.
And you also said that you rotate the food. Yes. Is that for so it's always as fresh as it can be?
Yes, that's the most important thing. Sometimes we order things, and sometimes we order some things not every day, so we have to make sure to rotate the stuff, what is here for like 1-2 days and what is here like 4-5 days or a week or something.
And you said as well you keep the warehouse nice and clean and tidy. That's important when it comes to food.
Yes, it's very important. You know, food hygiene, if the warehouse is dirty, it can get here pests or any kind of insects or any kind of trouble. That is, nobody wants it.
Hi, I'm Chris Oakden, the head chef at the Coniston Hotel. The thing is, with Class 1, the bonuses to using them, they're a local company and they use the fresh produce and with service and everything, the 6 days a week delivery, here first thing in the morning before any of my chefs get in. So from that, we benefit and it is all quality fresh produce. They do quality check everything that they get. So from my point of view as a head chef, I'm not constantly having to check the quality of all the produce. Yes, you could go down to the supermarket, it might be slightly cheaper, but the quality is nowhere near the same. The taste of the ingredients isn't as good as what Class 1 provide.
Now, if there are people who have heard a lot about what Class 1 do and they're wondering, could I make the most of this service? How's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Class1direct.com. There is a contact us page on there, or the traditional landline, or we are on Twitter under Class1direct. We're on Facebook, Class1 Fresh Produce, or call in and see us. We're just down on Snagel in Skipton, so come and see us. We're always got the kettle on.
Fantastic. Ben, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Class1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.